In the West Bank, Palestinian farmers and human rights groups are demanding the Israeli police and army do more to protect Palestinian farmland from vandalism by militant Jewish settlers. The Israeli government says more than 2,000 Palestinian olive trees have been vandalized, damaged, and in some cases uprooted this harvest season. Settlers deny they're behind it, saying the damage is self-inflicted by Palestinians who want compensation. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
In the farming village of Salem, just outside Nablus, 37-year-old olive farmer Abu Zaki points to the hillside, where he says he and his family have grown olives and tended sheep for three generations.
Just over there are our trees, and the damage to the trees all along the roadway has been extensive.
On some trees, the major branches have been chopped off. Elsewhere, tree trunks have been ripped apart. Farmers say it'll take 6 to 10 years for the trees to recover. Abu Zaki says when he and his fellow farmers try to cross the road into their fields to protect or maintain their trees or to harvest the olives, they face attacks from rock-throwing settlers and potential arrest by soldiers.
They say this is a military road and you are passing illegally to your land.
The farmers here say that the militant Israelis behind the vandalism live at Skali Farms, which was declared an illegal outpost by the Israeli government and is slated to be dismantled. But Abu Zaki is unconvinced the Israeli government will ever turn tough talk into action.
The Israeli security should let us go daily to protect our land, or it is up to them to protect it. Right now, the settlers do whatever they want. In these villages, we all make our living from these trees. What will happen when we don't have the olives to live from?
Settlers at Skali Farms refused to talk with us, but the settlers right next to the farm did. Founded in the early 1970s, Ilan Moray sits atop a steep hill with a dramatic view overlooking Nablus.
God told Abraham to come here, to this very spot, Ilan Moray, that God promised to Abraham for the first time, to your children will I give this land.
Zev Safer is one of the original founders of Ilan Moray. He tears up describing what he says is a community affirming the fulfillment of God's promise to the Jewish people. Safer calls the alleged tree damage a hoax by Israeli leftists to discredit settlers or staged vandalism by Palestinians hoping for propaganda and compensation following a mediocre olive harvest.
It could be a way of them cutting their own trees, claiming that they were vandalized, and then they receive money for it, which is more money than they had received for the olives that weren't there. So I find it a little strange that of all these so-called thousands of trees that have been so-called vandalized, they haven't been able to find the people doing it.
Those things are just blasphemous, frankly.
Rabbi Arik Asherman is director of Rabbis for Human Rights, which is trying to help Palestinian farmers in the West Bank protect their trees.
Maybe they also burned their own trees, and maybe they also planted the Israeli ID cards that were found in one place. It's clear to everybody, except for the people who are radical fanatics, that there has been extensive vandalism and destruction of trees.
The Israeli government agrees. Acting Prime Minister Ehud Olmert denounced the vandalism as criminal and called for action. Israel's defense minister recently formed a high-level team of security and other officials to investigate and, if possible, prosecute those responsible for a problem the government says has mushroomed in the last 22 months. Israeli government spokesman Shlomo Dror says security forces worry that the small groups of Israeli extremists behind the violence won't stop at trees.
This is the kind of people that attacked our soldiers as well, and we start with trees. We know that they also were trying to harm some animals, and then they can attack people as well. So that's why we want to stop them.
Human rights groups welcome the new tough talk from Israeli officials, but they aren't waiting. Rabbis for Human Rights now has a case before the Israeli High Court demanding that Palestinians be granted year-round access to their farmland and that security forces do more to protect the farmers from settler violence. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.